We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom, and this is back to finish the Gartha, back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, we already learned that there's an order in the Yerushas. First goes the son, then goes the daughter, then goes the father, and the first sugya handled with Makar that a father is Yerush his son. It's not in the Pasuk Mefurish, so we had from the Pasuk She'erai, or from a different drasha, we had a way to learn that the father is a Yerush, but it comes after the Ben Abbas. Now we'll go to the next part of Mishnah, the Bona Mas'av, that the sons are Yerush the father. Now, that the sons Yerush the father is Pashit, but the question is, who said the sons go before the daughters? L'chara, they're both children. Why should the sons go before daughters? They're both the same. And that's going to be the Gemara's discussion. But Bona Mas'av, Menolan, how do we know that the son is before the daughter? Zok the Gemara, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, when it talks about Yerusha, it says, "Vel bnei Yisrael David leimer ish ki yomus uven ein loy." He doesn't have a son. Va'avartem es nachlo, so he'll be to have the nachla go to the daughter. So it's mashma pretty clear that taima the ein loy ben only because there's no ben it goes to the bita. Ha yesh loy ben koydem. So that's the drasha. It sounds ganz mafurish that the ben goes first. The ben goes first. What's the raya? Because Shur said ish ki yomus uben ubas ein loy. It goes to the achim. Or to say ish ki yomus avartem es nachlo, so he'll bnei el bita. Why does it say over here, Ben Eloi goes to the Bita? It sounds like the Bas goes after the Ben. Gans Mefurish. Mara says, no, it's not so Mefurish. Only a popular Abaya. Ema, I'll tell you like this. Maybe Ika Ben, Liris Ben. If there's a son, goes to the son. Ika Bas, Tiris Bas. If there's a daughter, the daughter gets it. Ika Ben Obas, Loi Hai Liris La Yeris. Maybe if it's a son and daughter, neither one gets the Yerusha. So if you think about it right away, it makes no sense. Vela, tap on base. Vela man. So who should get the Yerusha? Leroy's, Velaman Leroy's, who should get the Yerusha? Otu Bar Kosh, the Mosul Leroy's. Should the governor of the city get the Yerusha? Like, what's that? Like, what are you talking about? So Mars is Hachka, I mean, this is what I mean to ask. Iko Ben Abbas, Loi Hai Leroy's Kula, Loi Hai Leroy's Kula. Elike Adadi, Leroy's. Maybe the Gemara means, maybe the Pasuk means like this. If it's only a Ben, only the son gets Yerusha. If it's only a daughter, only the daughter gets Yerusha. If there's both of them, then they both get the Yerusha. They go together. What's the Pasuk teach you? Of course, if only one of them. So it says, and Ben ain't loy, the Bas gets it. Obviously, that's who gets it. So Gemara thought right now, what it means to say is that don't say that if there's no Ben, so then you give it to the Achiv, because maybe a Bas is not Yerusha. Just like we said, a mother is not Yerusha son. Why not? Because a mother is Mishpacha Sa'im. So ladies get a shtickle when it comes to Yerusha, get a little second-class citizen over here. The mother's not the Yerusha son. So maybe a Bas also not. Maybe you say a Bas also, the Mishpacha Sa'im doesn't count. So Kamash Shalom, yeah, that's why it says, Ben Eloi Bas, but Avada, the Yerusha is equal maybe. Maybe Yerusha is equal. What's wrong? Ask the guy, what's wrong? Maybe really, Ben and Bas are exactly the same. Exactly the same.
So what does it say?
It's saying, if ain't Ben, then the Bas gets it. And if ain't Bas, the Ben gets it. Now,
you just told me they're equal. So
they're equal. Yeah, but this,
one
we didn't say they're equal. This is what the Pasuk says equal. The Pasuk says they're equal. They both get equal. Now, what was the
Chiddush?
Huh?
She got it when she had it.
So what was the Hamid shouldn't get it? Yeah. So who said maybe they don't get it at all. Maybe even went together with the brother and get it. Because I just told you why. Because maybe they're like a mother. A mother doesn't get a Yerusha. So that's what it tells us. Yeah, the Bas gets Yerusha. Once the Bas gets Yerusha, get it in any case. Okay, if you have it, it could be you have some kasha. Then why might ask you kasha? It's very possible, but just get what the words are. The words are that maybe is you can't. I don't think you could disprove this, but Abaya could. Omle Abaya, maybe this is what you mean to ask. Omle Abaya, ve'itzrich kro la'ashminon hecha de lesle elachad bra lirsinu lekule nichse. That's Abaya's kasha. Abaya says, what do you mean? If the Bas is considered a son, so then what do you need a pasuk to say she gets the Yerusha? Exactly what everyone's asking. Look, you don't need a pasuk that if they're both considered the equal, so just say that if die, you give it to Bnei Yibita, or give it to Zera, whatever you want to write, Lazaroi, just say that. Everything will be clear then. I won't have any problems. What do you have to say in this way? Exactly what you ask. I read it again and again. Exactly what Talmud's asking. Omle Abaya, the Itzrich Kro Lashminon, are you trying to tell me the pasuk to say, Heich Lestei Lechad Bra? Let's say you have three sons, we know we'll get it. You only have one son, Lirsuno Lekula Nichse. If a Bas is like a son, I need a pasuk to tell you that, by the way, if only has one son, you get a Yerusha? No. So it's pasuk. It's what's going on there. So what's Paul teaching us? I see some blank faces. I'm not sure what's about. This is exactly your kasha. You should be happy. It's your kasha. Oh, I'll explain it to you. Right now, what's the in the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara Papa Tainid Tabaya Meiv Chad the pasuk is that a bas like a ben. Okay. So now is a bas a ben? You tell me. Is a bas a ben? Yes. A bas is like a ben. It's a Papa's question. Right. So there's a ben and the bas. We'll call the bas. Her name is Sprinza Yaakov. Good one, make sure she's a son. Like Sprinza Yaakov, isn't it? Because there's a son. Yeah. So the pasuk says, if Reuben is not alive, you give it to Sprinza Yaakov. Freak the Abaya. What do you mean? Of course, she's a son. She's a son. So what's the chiddush? You don't have to tell it to me. Now read it and start again. Omle Abaya. It's a krala Ashminon Hechad the Lestay Elachad Bara. If it's only one son, you have to tell me there's sooner Kula Nichse gets all the Nechasim. Sprinza Yaakov is the only son now. What's the problem? He's a son. Elamai, she's not a son, she's a daughter. And Zokta Baya, Elamai, the son goes first. That's the only way to read the pasuk. The son goes first. First goes the Reuven. If Reuven's not alive, then it goes to the bas. But if Reuven's alive, only Reuven gets it. So now our papa tries again. Papa goes back. The bas nami bas yirushi. Like we spoke about before, maybe the chiddush is that the bas is a bas yirusha. It's not so possible that she's a son. Maybe, the truth is, they both get it. And just we have to teach us that a bas gets Yerusha. So you ask me, so just say it simple. Don't be so complicated. Just say, if this guy dies, give it to Bnoi and Bitoi. Then you would learn Bitoi. I'm asking you a kasha that Rashvan speaks out. If what Papa's saying is, maybe the pasuk teaching us that a bas gets Yerusha. Okay, so make it simple. Right, that if someone dies, you give it to Bnoi and Bitoi. That Rashbam says, no, we want to tell you Zayti Chiddush. We want to tell you Vahavartem that here it's possible that the Nachlo will go to a different Shevet. And that's the Chiddush over here. Like the Rashbam says, it's the end of a second wide line. There's no Ben to be Yerush with the Bas. Then ain't kol anachlo nekeres, because only half of it goes away. So Rav Papa is saying, really, maybe they're both equal. The pasuk is teaching us that a bas gets Yerusha. I wanted to say in this oifen to teach us this halacha that vahavartem, that if the bas is the only one being Yerush, it's all going to go to a different shevet. But the Gemara says, no, I know a bas is Yerush from someone else. Ahu mekol bas, mevachol bas Yerushas nachla nafka. I have a different mekar. That a bas yereshes, mevachol bas yereshes nachlo nafka. We learn from a different place that the bas is yeresh. That's the bottom line. We learn from somewhere else, and we don't need this drasha for that. So bottom line is, we got a makar that the ben is first. What's the makar? It says that if someone dies, uben ein loy, you give it to the bas. Ben ein loy, v'vartem is nachlo shalabita. So you see the ben goes first. We try to say maybe it was really they're both equal, and v'havart nachas lebita is just teaching you other halachas. No, l'maisa, the bottom line is that our drasha is that the ben goes first. And this is the drasha that's going to stick. It's a very important drasha to remember, that the ben goes first, because it counts for first in the pasuk. If ben eloi, v'havart nachas lebita. Gemara tries another drasha. V'achav Yaakov amahacha. Yaakov says from here, the pasuk says, "Bnoi Slavchot," a famous pasuk. The Bnoi Slavchot come with a taina. Loma yigara Hashem avinu mitoch mishpachtoi. Why should my father's name get erased from the mishpacha? Ki ain loy ben, because there's no ben. Tlalanu achuz abseichay avinu. Give us a achuz abseichay avinu. Now they say ki ain loy ben. Mashma taima dein loy ben ha yesh loy ben. If the Slavchot had a son, then the daughters of Slavchot wouldn't have any taina. Time the ben, yes, the ben koydim. Smashma, the ben will be then be koydim. They wouldn't have a time. So charetz v'gan's kapayin arayit. The son goes first. No.
No,
but
whatever they get, it will be.
Well, never here. No, it's only, it sounds only tining. Only tining for Yerusha, only because the ben is no ben. Be a ben, they wouldn't come. They wouldn't come for Yerusha. So then the ben will get. So here you don't have that tiner. That maybe means both. It's clear not. So the Gemara, and I can tell me how you know Ben's. It's not all those kashan again. Besides that, we answered that. Zogt Gemara, v'dilma b'nei slavchu d'kamaron, maybe only b'nei slavchu said that. That was before the parasha of Yerusha. But after the parasha of Yerusha, nitna Torah v'nitzchatcha halacha. You're right, b'nei slavchu came, that was the way, maybe that was the minig ha'olam, that the son got it, then the daughter. And that's what we're saying. But maybe after the Torah came, it changed. So it's not a raya. Elamachvarta Gashin Mikara. Must be the other raya. Veneng law. Yavart Machos Labita. That's the raya. Because it's not a good raya. That was before they gave the parash to Yerusha. Maybe they're making a mistake. And therefore, that's not a raya. So we're still sticking with the first Makar. The second Makar in Mirislav is not a good Makar. Why not? Because maybe that was the own idea. Ravina Amma, try another one. Ravina Amma Mahacha. The Pasuk says, Akarav Elav, Akarav, Karav, Karav. We had before that you go bust whoever's more Karav. Now, who's more Karav? A Ben or a Bas? So a Ben Lachar. My Karav the Ben Mi Bas. She Ben Kom Tachas Ovav Liyada. The Ben is before the father for Yud. Only a son could do yid, which means the father buys Amma of Ria, buys a maidservant. The son could do yid, not the daughter. V'steyachuza, loch is v'steyachuza. If you steal steyachuza, then Bayoyev goes back to the Kahanim. But if your son redeems it, it's like you have it. What about your daughter redeems it? No. So you see, the ben is more close to the father than a daughter by two things. First of all, yid and steyachuza. So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. I'll tell you why. Yid bas la bas yid. It's not possible for a daughter to yid. A daughter can marry a maidservant. So therefore, it's not a raya. It's not like a mila. A bas also is bas, would do yid. It's just not possible. And steyachuza nami mahay pircha gufa hu. Be'etzem, steyachuza, the daughter also could have the same din as a son, steyachuza. Because what's the makar that a ben is a makam abay steyachuza? Yibum, very good. Yibum. By Yibum, we have that's the Makar. So Bas is the same thing, that when there's a Bas, there's no Yibum. So, Stei Chuzan Am, Hai Pirch Agufo Hi. To Akaim Lalatana, Kulum Yesh Yibum Makum Shein Ben. The whole way he knows that Stei Chuzan goes in, only cause there's no Yibum out of Ben. So Elamai, so Taka, why, if a daughter is redeemed to Stei Chuzan, Taka, why is it not? Goes to Yovel. It goes back to the Kanam to Yovel. It goes back to him. What's Takap Shat? We're saying over here, Teretz is, because you know what we use for Raya there? That the son is closer for Yerusha, which is only from somewhere else. But this can't be the Makar. Like this. We want to say the Ben is closer. Why is Ben closer? Because he has Yud and Steyachuzah. Steyachuzah is up for grabs. It could be, if there was no Din Yerusha, so then the daughter would be the same like the son who came Steyachuzah. Yud is not Shaykh. So we need another Makar for Yerusha, and that will tell us that by Steyachuzah, only the son is closer. So El Machvarta Kashin Makar, you have to say the first shot again, and that's the Makar. The two Makars we just tried, they did not work out. And the Makar that the Bas is not Yerusha Makar Ben is, it says in the Pasuk, Uven Ein Loi, Vavartem Esnachlosoi Lebita. The next is Joshua will work, the next one. This is Pasuk. The Pasuk says, talking about actually a Evet Kanani, V'snachaltem oisom lebeneichem acharechem l'resha sachuza. It says in the Pasuk that you give it over to beneichem acharechem l'resha sachuza. Now beneichem, it says dafka. Beneichem loy beneisechem. Dafka, your sons, not your daughters. Only your sons get Yerusha, not your daughter. So you see, the mark of the sons is no Yerusha to the daughter. Al kaponim, it's a raya, second raya, that the son goes first. V'reitim arakash el miyata, something that we say twice a day at least. It says that if you keep all the mitzvahs, Hashem will be marbe yemeichem, v'yemei b'neichem, al adama, and dafka b'neichem, not b'neisechem, hachin not b'neichem, v'yemei seichem. This is a drasha, so you tell me only b'neichem, not b'neisechem. And the Gemara, bracha shiny, which the Rashbam explains, by a bracha, we don't do l'chatzom. So everyone knows b'neichem means your children, not dafka your sons. Mashenken by Yerusha, you have to speak it out. It's not klar. It should tell us arachem. If it says b'neichem, it means dafka Yerusha. By Mashenken by a bracha, we don't do half a brachas. And if there's a bracha means for all your children, and therefore it didn't have to say zarachem. That's the way Rashbam explains the Gemara. Weiter in the Gemara, which is going back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that next in line after Ben Abbas are the father, and the third in line, the fourth in line after that is the brothers of the mace. Brothers of Meis, Adafka through the father, not through the mother. Brothers mina Av, not brothers mina Aim. Which means if they share a mother, you don't get a Yerusha. Only if they share a father. How do we know that? Menala, Amarabba Asya, Achva Achav Bnei Yaakov. We learn out, Achva, here it says Achim, and it says by Yaakov Achim, Malahalo mina Av, Aloy mina Aim, Avka mina Av, Aloy mina Aim. It says there also, Dafka, the Shneim Osar Avdecha, the Pasuk says like this, Shneim Osar Avodecho Achim Anachnu Bnei Ish Echad Beretz Kanaan, and the way Rashbam learns is even an extra word here. Bnei Ish Echad, the whole thing is extra. It teaches us this Achim is Mufna to make a Gzeres Shava, and we're learning out Achva Achva to us that here also Achva means Dafka Mina Av when it comes to Yerusha. Why do you need that? Velomali. Mishpachtoi v'yaroshoi. It says, Clara, loshon mishpachtoi, loshon zachar, and we said before that mishpachas aim loik rik v'yishpacha. Mishpach the Yarosh Oisak says Mishpachas Av Kar Mishpacha. Mishpachas Aim Lekayne Kar Mishpacha. It's not called Mishpacha. Mishpachas Aim. So Lechayra, what do you need a pasuk? Achva Achva. We have a pasuk. The pasuk Mishpacha. Mishpachas Av Kar Mishpacha. Mishpachas Aim Lekayne Mishpacha. Where's the Echanam? You're right. V'chi Itma the Rabba Lein Yibum Itma. You're right. The Rabba Zdrasha of Achva Achva is Gabe Yibum and not. Legabe, it's Gabi Yibam, but not Legabe Yerusha, because Yerusha, we know it from Mishpachtoi, Davka Mishpachas Av, Kari Mishpachas, not Mishpachas Aim, and Achva Achvas for Yibam. What does Yibam mean? That the brother who does Yibam has to be a brother from the father, not a brother from the mother. He cannot do Yibam.